Every business wants good customer reviews. Every customer wants a good experience. So what happens when both sides click? Or in some cases, when they don't? From Yelp and Entrepreneur Media, this is Behind the Review. I'm Emily Washkovic, Yelp small business expert. Behind the Review features conversations with business owners and customers who wrote one of their Yelp reviews. In our discussions, we talk about lessons they've learned that can be used by other businesses to improve their own reviews and their bottom line. This week, I'm talking with Bree Hoag, the store manager of Powell City of Books, one of the largest independent bookstores in the world. Founded in Portland, Oregon, Powell's is known for its vast selection of new, used, and out-of-print books in an extensive collection spread across three locations. In over 50 years of business, Powell's has become a cultural icon in Portland, embodying the city's love for books, literacy, and community engagement. We'll also hear from reviewer Chelsea G. As a Yelp elite, Chelsea uses Yelp to explore local businesses and share advice with other customers.
I discovered Powell's back in 2019. I was exploring Portland, seeing if it was a city I wanted to kick my career off in, being fresh out of college. And I actually met a bunch of locals, and two of them referred me to Powell's, which was really surprising to me that they referred me to a bookstore. Typically, when you visit a city, people recommend you go to a museum, you go to a restaurant, but I've never heard anyone recommend a bookstore. When I was in Portland, I was there for 7 days, and I ended up going to Powell's twice. And so going there back in 2019 was a great experience. But I wrote my most recent review after going there again in 2024. I brought my fiance there to Portland, and I wanted to show him Powell's, so we went there together. And it was nice to see that COVID didn't impact the store and everything was just as great as it was back in 2019.
Chelsea's been to Powell's a handful of times, but the review that caught my eye was after her most recent visit. Let's give it a listen.
I could purposefully get lost in here every time I visit. This place is huge. Be prepared to wander for a bit. Things you should know. Parking. There's paid street parking. Service. The staff is really helpful in guiding you towards what you're looking for. Quality. They sell not only new books, but also used. All of the used books I've bought from here are in good condition and very reasonably priced. Capacity. I started putting that because of COVID, by the way. This place is quite busy. I'm very happy for the business owners. If there's a line, it moves quickly. So when I was there, it was just in and out when it came to the line. So that was really nice.
Chelsea loves seeing new and used books on the shelves, side by side. That concept has been a part of Powell's mission from the start. I sat down with Bree, the general manager of Powell's main Portland location, to hear about the history and its evolution from then to now.
Our store is located in downtown Portland on Burnside Street. We've been in business for over 50 years, and we are the largest new and used independent bookstore in the world. We have three store locations. We have a suburb store in Beaverton, Oregon, and we have another store in Portland in the city. Each location has its own unique flavor and its own type of customer base. Our business was founded by Walter Powell, and from the very beginning, it was built on the sustainability practice of selling used books and making those available, giving them a second life, basically, for other new customers to pick up when the original customer was done with it. And since then, we've really just relied on that as part of our business practices and our business model. But we also know that customers are really driven towards getting a deal on really anything that they buy ever, anywhere in life. And so it's just an opportunity for us to provide that to them. But really, it's an opportunity to make sure that that book stays out there in the world and has a life cycle beyond the first reader. And so we've always focused on that. Walter and Michael also believe that new and used books should be shelved side by side. So most bookstores, it's really common that if they do sell used books, that they keep those in a separate area. And we really focused on, and I would say in some ways revolutionized the idea that new and used book, a new and used product is shelved and offered together so that the customers can make a choice. And that's really something we really believe in, is customers having the opportunity to make a choice in what they want and how much it costs. And so we really value being able to offer this book at different price points so that customers can fit what works best for them.
A lot of times on Behind the Review, I sit down with the founder or owner. But in this episode, I spoke to the general manager, an employee of Powell's. But in brief, a very passionate employee who cares about the business almost like an owner would. And that's because she's passionate about the product.
I know when I travel, the first thing I do is visit the bookstores in wherever I'm at. And everyone I travel with is always like, why are you going to these bookstores? You work in a bookstore. Can't you get whatever book you want where you work? And I'm like, yes, I can, but I can't get the same experience. Every bookstore is its own special experience. And that's what I'm chasing, is that experience. And that's what I love and why I continue to seek out bookstores wherever I go. And I think that is the same for our customers who come here. You know, they have bookstores sometimes in their towns that are similar to ours, or independent bookstores, or maybe they only can go to a chain bookstore. But they come here because they want the new experience or a different experience and another opportunity to be immersive in a new way. And that's something we can offer as a destination.
Thinking of going to a bookstore as an experience versus a transaction is what makes Breanne want to create memorable experiences at Powell's. And this experience wasn't built overnight. Powell's has been around longer than Yelp, and they've evolved their space and process throughout the years. But at the core, they care most about giving customers that enjoyable moment of finding something new to read.
I hope that the customer service that we provide once you come through the doors, and the offerings that we have, and the beautiful displays, and the employee curation, and the souvenirs that we offer, whether they're Powell's logo or not, it's really just an opportunity for everyone to find something that makes them happy. And that's the thing about books specifically, is there's so much opportunity for everyone to have an experience. And you can't say that about everything you choose to do when you're on vacation, that everyone will like every experience. And so that is really something that we can offer. And, you know, we started as a very small store and just grew and grew and grew through the 70s and 80s until we were in this current location and purchased every corner of the block and then built up. It didn't happen. It wasn't built exactly like this. It was an incremental development. And they made really smart decisions about it. And that's allowed us to really be creative, but also to just be ourselves. And that is what we want everyone to think about and feel when they're here as well. Like, you get to be yourself. You get to find the books that appeal to you. We have no judgment about what you read. You know, people still like to say, oh, I just read romance, or I just read fantasy, or this, that, or the other. It's like every book has value to the person who's reading it. They're either learning something, they may hate what they're reading, but they're getting some kind of experience out of it. They're getting lost in a new world. And that is really the ultimate destination, is the destination you find in the book that you're reading. And so it's just an extension of our hope and goal for our customers. I definitely just think that we're beyond just a destination. We're more of an experience. And that's the important thing for our customers to think about when they're here, is like, you get to have the experience you want when you're here, and spend the, you can spend 15 minutes, you can spend all day.
Yeah.
Sometimes our customers are like, can I spend the night here? And we always think, it would be so nice to have a sleepover in the bookstore. It'd be so wonderful.
And all of that effort impacts the consumer experience directly. Chelsea appreciated all of the things about Powell's that were different from your typical big box bookstore.
Powell's, when you see it from the outside, is very old school. It's in like an old brick building. Portland's a very retro vibe, and it fits in perfectly with that hipster feel. When you walk in, the inside's got high ceilings, pretty clean in there. Very lofty feel. And I believe it's three stories. There's multiple floors to it. And it's massive. It's probably the biggest bookstore I've ever seen. Very well labeled, which is nice. If you're in a rush, it could be stressful with how big it is. But honestly, the staff is so helpful with just pointing you into the direction you need to go. And then once they point you in the direction, there's signage. There's signs hanging from the ceilings. And then there's signs on the bookshelves themselves. And I noticed that they not only, like I said in the review, have new books on display, but they also have old books. And I liked that the used older books, you could tell that they took the time to really price them, because my sibling and I, we were looking at the same book. We're trying to learn Korean, and the exact same book was on the shelf. It was used, both of them, but one was priced lower than the other because it was a little bit more loved. So you could tell they put a little bit more time to put a price behind the used books. They don't just give a general price label. I could get lost in a good way in this store because there's so many categories to just wander through. There's categories I didn't even think about to have on my list of books that I wanted to look at that I now have on my list because they have it just so well organized, and it's just so large that the subsections are huge. For example, the art section had a category of Chinese calligraphy, which is like a subsection of just art. That was really cool to see. And they had like a bunch of like practice workbooks and even just art types. There's like different sections there, cooking, languages, cooking of that culture. It was just so well organized by the signage that they had right above the bookshelves. And each floor had like a different category to it as well. So it was very satisfying as somebody who's a blueprint, likes things put in a perfect bin type person. Is pretty satisfying to see.
In such a big brick and mortar, signage, organization, and customer service are all important in curating an enjoyable experience. At Powell's, the size is so large, they had to create visual markers and place sizable maps around the business. This is to help customers guide themselves and cut down on questions that don't require a Powell's expert to answer. It also allows the team to better serve customers that do have a question about a specific book or topic.
Our store is more than 60,000 square feet of retail, so we're quite large. How we sort of break that down, both for the customer and also for ourselves, is by sectioning it out in rooms. And a question we get often is, do the colors mean anything? Because each room is a certain color in our store. And really, it's just a directional choice because we want to make sure that people can navigate the store easily and get around, so we can say, oh, that's in the blue room, which is where literature is, or oh, the bathrooms are in the purple room up on the second floor. So that's just a directional and navigational choice that makes things easier. We do have a store map that shows the entire outline of our store and the subjects that are kept in every area. And we give those to any customer who asks, or they can pick one up themselves in various places in the store. And we use that same sort of division just to help our employees focus on the part of the store they work in so that they can feel more confident in knowing more about that area of the store versus having to maintain overall knowledge of everything everywhere in the store. It's hard to work here and not have some kind of passing knowledge of most things in the store, but it is definitely, I think, more of a relief to know I really only have to think about fiction and genre fiction versus everything in the store, because we have more than 600,000 books in our inventory at any given time, sometimes as much as a million. And so we really want to make sure that things are easy for the customer and for the employee alike, and they can just focus on enjoying the experience of being here.
Beyond just painting the rooms different colors and having lots of signage, Powell's employees are experts on specific areas of the store. They actually work in those areas to have a better breadth of knowledge for people with those specific questions. And this makes for better customer service.
I feel like if you are going there as just somebody who's new, go in there with anticipation of getting lost and spending a lot of time there. But if your time in Portland is short, or if you have an event to go to and you need to get through something quickly, like me, the third time that I had visited with my fiance, I just walked up straight to the desk and asked them where to find a certain category of books. And they pointed me to go upstairs and said it's to the left side. And I found it so fast. And then going down to the checkout area, they've got that down to a T, because the line moved so fast. There was a line, but you're through it in no time. And they even offer you a bookmark and a sticker for free when you check out. That was pretty cool. But it's kind of like going to a grocery store in there. It's like a grocery store of books with how they had it organized and how they had the flow going. It was kind of nice.
And this is even more important in the used book side of the business. Being skilled at processing used books is a big part of what keeps Powell's running.
Each retail location has a used book buying table that's open currently 3 days a week, Friday through Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And any customer can bring in any amount of books they want to us, and we will make an offer on those books in exchange for store credit. They go through those books and they can quickly decipher what quality and what condition they're in. So we might still buy something in poor condition just because we really want the book to be available to customers. So definitely lots of older and out of print books, but also very popular current books that may be hard to get used. You may take one that may be in somewhat poor condition just because you know some customer somewhere will find that and appreciate the availability. I would say that my particular store, our book buyers have more than like 150 years of book buying experience. Our book buying manager has been here for 30 years. He really knows books, and he trains and teaches people that and the aspects of buying books. And so they're very quick. Your session of selling 100 books here may be less than 15 minutes in that interaction. And they can put over half of that, you know, sometimes more or less, right straight into circulation and be available for purchase that day. And then some of the books they may want to sit down with and look them over a little bit more closely and make sure that it is something we wanted and that we price it at the right point.
We're going to be right back after a brief break.
Are you sick and tired of scrolling through social media and not seeing your business show up in the feed? On the new Restaurant Influencers podcast, you will learn how to tell your story online and how to be found. My name is Sean Walcheff, and I will be interviewing the top leaders in the restaurant and hospitality space to help you with your smartphone storytelling.
People have to get that. It is not just about what's on the plate anymore.
We have teamed up with Entrepreneur Magazine, Yelp, and Toast, our primary point of sale partner, to bring you this weekly video series. Please subscribe so you do not miss an episode. And if you'd like to learn more about the show, visit us at calibbq.media.
Powell's operated at a high capacity pre-pandemic, a well-oiled machine, if you will. And Chelsea saw that. She also saw the consistency when she returned this year. And that consistent efficiency is what keeps customers coming back, even when they see the checkout line is looking a little long.
Back in 2019, I would say Pals was pretty packed when I visited. Like, traffic flow was really good. In and out, people everywhere. And then again in 2024, when I went back after COVID, capacity was still pretty full, which was like really good to see for the business owners. They had efficiency down to a T and just were really accommodating. And it just made the whole systematic flow of everything smooth and not stressful. And even finding parking around it wasn't bad. You know, they had street parking. I think Portland's a pretty easy city to find an area to park. And it was like that before, but it's still like that in 2024.
Good customer service is a result of good culture. At Powell's, that culture is rooted in the employees who are passionate about books and want to share that passion with customers. And even if you're not selling something that inspires passion with all of your employees, you can still create a culture where team members are passionate about creating great customer experiences.
By and large, most of our employees are equally as passionate about bookselling as I am. We really want people to read more. Reading changes people fundamentally. It opens their minds. It makes them curious. It gets new ideas out in the world. It gets people to think about experiences differently. And that is something that I know that our owner, Emily Powell, believes in. So as a store manager, I get to carry out that idea. But when I was growing up, I always wanted to be a librarian, or I always wanted reading to be some part of what I did in the world. Specifically working at Powell's Books, it has really allowed me to see, you know, the beauty and power of sharing books and sharing reading and sharing authors' work out there with the world in a way that I already know people are receptive, because the your act of being here in the store means that you want to see books, read books, pick up new books, etc. And we really pride ourselves on providing the same level of service and experience to people who are just browsing as we do to the people that we know are also purchasing. And so that frees us up to really have really natural engagement with our customers and allows us to lean into our own personal love of reading and books. And so I think that's how it comes across and how it's sort of defined us as employees who work here, is we just purely believe in the act of reading as being transformative and important and hopeful. And, you know, it's a way to get lost. I mean, when you think about the pandemic, how book buying really blew up, especially in the first 3 to 5 months. And it's because suddenly no one had to be anywhere for the most part. That is a privileged thing to say, but, you know, people could sit and read in a way that they couldn't before that. And it just made you wish that we could just take these pauses regularly in life. People really returned to something that they connected with earlier in life, at a time when they had more time on their hands.
This wouldn't be a Behind the Review episode if we didn't talk about customer reviews, of course. So let's start with Brianne and her perspective on reviews.
I do think that reviews reflect the experience that the customer had. Whether you see yourself in what they wrote or what you intend the store to be in what they wrote may differ from their experience, but it reflects the experience that the customer had. For us, we're very lucky that is overwhelmingly positive and wonderful. And it's really great to read those reviews and see the joy and the just happiness that people had in coming here, whether it was their first time or their second time. When there are things included in the reviews that aren't as positive or maybe critical, or you're questioning like, okay, you said you didn't buy anything, then why did you write the review? You didn't buy anything. You didn't talk to anybody. You know, so questioning why they wrote the review. Well, the important thing is that no matter what, they had an experience when they were here, and this reflects that experience that they were here. And so you can take that very seriously. You can take it with a grain of salt. I think it's just important to acknowledge that that is an experience that person had, and you can either improve upon it or you can just be thankful that they took the time to give the review. And all of that has value in some way.
I really like this perspective, and I think it's important to keep in mind. Even if you don't agree with the reviewer, reviews are a reflection of the customer's experience. And overwhelmingly, reviewers on Yelp are inherently positive. For people like Chelsea, writing reviews is an excuse to explore and support local businesses.
I started really supporting local businesses when I moved to Atlanta. And the main reason I did that was mainly because of the traffic patterns here. When you're driving around, it could be pretty stressful. It's pretty congested here, and it could take you a long time to get to where you're trying to go. So I actually have friends who will change plans or change locations based off of the parking situation, based off of the traffic. And so you'll notice all the reviews that I write, I always put the parking situation first. I want to be helpful and make it as less stressful as I can, so people are more inclined to go to that business rather than be like, I'm not going there. I don't know where to park, or they're just, you know, dry heaving as they're driving because they're stressed out. So that's why I initially started writing it, as well as I feel like I'll never write a bad review. I feel like business owners after COVID, a lot of people start looking online more often, and they started actually reading the reviews more than they ever did. And I think writing a poor review could really hurt the livelihood of a business. So when I write a review, I always try to write a positive one. And if I had a problem, I try to like talk to management, or I try to talk to the owner directly, because these owners, they work hard on their shops, their stores, and their restaurant. You know, it's their baby, but the employees that they hire don't always have that passion. You know, this might just be like their part-time gig as they get through school, or they have another job going on. I mean, you never know what's going on. And sometimes the owner doesn't always know what's going on. So I would rather address an issue with the owner. So I always just try to write a good review.
Of course, not every reviewer is like Chelsea. Some business owners and managers deal with critical reviews. But Bree has a good strategy for that.
When I read reviews, I want to make sure that, especially if we didn't meet their expectations in some way, that we address it or respond to it. We don't really comment necessarily on the reviews, but that we definitely look internally and make sure that our systems and practices are addressed if something that is written there needs to be addressed. And so I don't have, I guess you would say, a beef reviews in general. I think they reflect the customer's experience, and that's always important. And it allows you to continue to reflect on your organization and the service that you offer and improve it in some way. And that's really important. And it's, we provide the customers a service, and their review gives us a service back in a commentary on how that went for them.
And Powell's knows it's not just review sites. Engaging with your customers digitally means responding to them in the places that they want to connect with you.
We are on social media at Powell's Books on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I believe we're still on X, formerly known as Twitter, and various other spots. And we do respond to messages we receive through those areas. I do think that people like to get an immediate response and feel like they get that through social media in a way they may not in other platforms like Yelp. But it is just an extension of an opportunity for them to share their experience. And again, we're very lucky that we get overwhelmingly positive experience because we work very hard to curate that as what we offer. But anytime we miss the mark, again, it's an opportunity to fix it, apologize if we need to, and also help that customer really understand what happened and why it happened, and that we take their feedback seriously. We love engaging with our customers in any way that we can. And so social media, Yelp, or other websites and arenas just provides an extended experience with that, that we get from the joy of customers in person too.
Powell's isn't just a store that sells books. They actually have other sections, and even a cafe that's not owned and operated by Powell's, which means less stress on them with all the perks of having coffee and treats available for customers.
We do have a coffee shop in our store. It is open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. It is owned and operated by an outside vendor. Our coffee shop is called the Gilder Cafe, and it's a Princess Bride themed, or the name is from Princess Bride, I should say. They have another location that is actually more Princess Bride themed. Ours is just a taste of it. And it's Gilder is the name of the place where Princess Bride is set. But it's a really lovely, beautiful shop. They opened 2 years ago. Our cafe had been closed during the pandemic and our other vendor left and this vendor came in and they remodeled the space. It's really beautiful. They offer sustainable plant-based options. They also offer wine and beer and cocktails as well. And you can grab a book out there in the store and take it in there, get a drink, sit down and browse and decide if you know that book is for you or not. But we have lots of groups in there. They have poetry slams, all kinds of things. It's a really great coffee shop.
Poetry slams and local events are a fun part of Powell's offerings. But what they're even more known for is their author events. I'll let Brianne tell you all about those. But for all my brick and mortar owners out there, no matter what industry you're in, consider hosting events and collaborating with like-minded groups to help expand your customer base.
We have more than 250 author events at my store per year, and our other locations also have author events. We love hosting authors. People come here from all over the world to debut their books, to come back after they've written another one. People love getting their name up on our marquee. Our sign on the front of our store is a big old school marquee, and we put all of our authors up on it with the date of their event. You probably can see those in a lot of photos of our store, and people just really love having their name on that marquee. Author events are not just a way to engage with the community, but it's also a way to support authors because touring, getting their name out there, meeting new readers gives them more support for future endeavors as well. And we have, you know, people who've written their very first book to very famous people like Jimmy Carter, Bruce Springsteen, you know, lots of famous people who've come through here. And everyone always has the same reaction. They're just so pleased to be in such a big bookstore, meeting people, getting the opportunity to read here is like oftentimes on their bucket list. And we love providing that chance.
Author events are just some examples of different ways a business can engage with its community. And the Powell's team believes even with the challenges of being a small local business, the benefits are well worth it.
I do think that being a locally owned business is a challenge no matter where you are in the U.S. You know, you're going to face the same challenges, be it the retail market, what's happening in your downtown, you know, what your local environment is like, what the local government is like. That will all affect your business as well. But being a locally owned by the same family for the entirety of our business, being an independent business allows us more freedom and it allows us more flexibility. And so I think that that in a way has shaped how we've been able to grow into the business that we are.
And that concludes our episode. I hope you enjoyed it and were able to take a thing or two away to implement in your own life. Whether it's a new idea that you can bring back to your business or a fresh perspective on how to be a positive influence as a consumer, we share these stories to inspire and create more meaningful connections in your local community. This episode featured a conversation with Bree Hoag, the general manager of the main Powell City of Books location in Portland, Oregon, and Chelsea G, a Yelp elite who's visited Powell's on a few vacations out to Oregon. Special thanks to Charlotte Che, who helped write this episode. To learn more about the story, head to yelp.com/behindthereview. and check out the guest details and episode takeaways. And don't forget to subscribe to the show so you get an alert each Thursday we drop a new episode. To claim your own Yelp business page and start engaging with consumers, visit business.yelp.com. Our theme song is performed by Ali Schwartz and produced by Robbie G of Messerol Sound.